Two renowned researchers at Curtin University are among 26 chosen as STEM ambassadors in Australia's Parliament. Professor Melanie Johnston-Hollett and Dr. Jacob Martin will each pair up with a federal parliamentarian as part of a program to help politicians better understand and access expert research and evidence that could support policymaking. We have Professor Johnston-Hollett with us today to discuss the new program. Good morning. Thanks for joining me in the studio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So you're a radio astronomer. For people who may not know, could you just explain what radio astronomy is?
Yeah, so I think people are fairly comfortable with the idea of optical astronomy, which is where you have light in the range that we can detect with our eyes. Mm. But the electromagnetic spectrum extends from, you know, the ultraviolet through to radio. And we just use different detectors that have a bigger range than our eyes to be able to see what's going on. So radio astronomy is using radio telescopes to detect those electromagnetic waves from space that we can't see directly. Mm.
You make it sound so simple, but I'm sure there's heaps of technical aspects buried under all that explanation.
Well, I mean, it's physics, right? And so a lot of people don't like physics, but I think physics at its core is beautifully simple and elegant. But some people obviously have a different view.
Now, you've been selected as one of the 26 STEM ambassadors. Can you tell us about the program and how it kind of came about?
So this is a program run by the STA, which is the peak body for all of the professional STEM societies across Australia. And they've run a number of programs over the last few years, starting with, I think, their Science Meets Parliament event that they have annually. And this was the sort of the next step in the evolution. Now, I should be clear, I don't speak for them, but that's where it comes from. So it's really about the science community collectively through that peak body coming back and providing an avenue for parliamentarians to reach out and get more information.
So what does the program involve? Are there meetings or like team workshops? How will it all run?
Yeah, so we had the first one yesterday for this cohort. So you get assigned for 2 years. So everybody in the program is paired up with a particular parliamentarian. So mine is Melissa Price from the electorate of Durack. And then you have a series of workshops to help you work out how best to engage with parliamentarians, how to, you know, maximise the opportunity both for you and them. And there's sort of get-togethers and so forth, but then there's the actual work of engaging with your parliamentarian and their staff and helping them in ways that are individual to their electorate but are broadly in line with what's happening in STEM and STEM issues across Australia.
So have you had many meetings with Melissa Price yet?
I haven't had any because the introductory meeting for the actual cohort was yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So I am actually waiting for them to send me out the contact details to contact her team and then hopefully we'll be able to set up a meeting.
And you'll be, Ambassador, you were saying for 2 years this will run. That's quite a decent amount of time for a program being able to be a STEM ambassador to a Member of Parliament.
It is, but when they showed us yesterday the parliamentary calendar, which is available on the Australian Government website, and you can see what, you know, the basic calendar looks like, parliamentarians are really busy. And so I looked at that and I thought, okay, there's not a lot of free slots in there. So I think 2 years will go really, really quickly.
Makes sense why there's 2 years.
Yes, absolutely. But still, it's a fantastic opportunity and it's good to have that period of time so that you've got the opportunity to follow up on questions because one of the challenges I think is sometimes you'll engage with someone from the government either in the civil service or a member of parliament directly and they'll ask a question and you don't have always that opportunity to follow up once you've got the information. So I think having that longevity in the program is really sensible.
So what are some of the things you are looking forward to discussing with your parliamentarian?
So I'm really curiosity driven, not just in terms of science, but people. So I personally am interested in finding out from her things about how it is to be a parliamentarian. She's obviously been a minister in the past. And so how does it work? What is the job like? What information can I help provide her? Because I'm a radio astronomer and we have one of the world's largest radio telescopes being constructed in her electorate, I would be keen to chat with her about the Square Kilometre Array Radio Telescope. I was a founding member of the board of directors of that project. So I think I can probably help provide some insight there. And I imagine that's quite interesting to her as the member for Durack. So that'd be one thing.
You're listening to On the Record. We're joined by Professor Melanie Johnson-Hollett and discussing about being chosen as a STEM ambassador in Australia's Parliament. So how did you feel when you were one of the 26 selected?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So I was actually approached to apply. Mm. So I wasn't intending to do this. And one of the board members of STA, the organisation that runs it, actually contacted me and suggested that I put my name forward precisely because of my background in radio astronomy and my history with the Square Kilometre Array Project, and that Melissa Price was interested in having somebody paired with her. So it wasn't quite such a surprise yep. for me, but of course it is a great honour, and I'm very excited about the opportunity. And as I said, I'm curiosity driven, so I like to learn from people and see how different systems work. So yeah, I was quite impressed yesterday when we had the first meeting of the cohort to see the breadth of expertise that's going to be available to Australia's Parliament and how well structured the program is. Mm. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So what other in the workshop you were saying just then about all the other expertise, what sort of backgrounds will be involved with the STEM ambassadors?
All sorts of things. So you've got people from across the country at all different points in their careers, from people who are PhD students through to professors like me. You've got a cross-cutting view of all sorts of different sites. So there were people from engineering, from physics, from biology, from all parts of what we consider to be science, technology, engineering and mathematics. So the range is really huge, mm. which is great, I think, because different disciplines have different specific challenges, which is useful to relay to the parliamentarians, I think.
And it's definitely good to get like such a wide, diverse amount of people involved and to share all these different facts that politicians may not know what's going on in the world of physics or like radio astronomy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I have an interesting background. I'm a radio astronomer, as we've discussed, but I'm actually running a data science institute now. So
of course.
For the last 3 years, I've been working on data science projects which cut across various different fields, so everything from digital health through to space research. And that's been a really interesting journey to me to learn about the challenges for people working in those different areas mm-hmm. of STEM. And so I think having a program like this with that breadth already embedded in it is really important mm-hmm. and really valuable. Mm-hmm.
So why are these relationships between parliamentarians and STEM professionals so important and crucial and needed?
Well, you know, you have a better understanding of someone if you know them, if you can relate to them, if you feel comfortable asking them questions, if they trust you to provide you with honest, unfiltered information that you can then turn into policy advice. And humans, we're social creatures, and so building those personal connections is really crucial.
And it's a two-way benefit. You're saying you're really excited just to find out more about her as a person and being a parliamentarian.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I wouldn't have done it if I wasn't going to get something exciting out of it myself. So, which sounds a bit kind of selfish, but, you know, it really is a fantastic opportunity. Yeah. And I'm very grateful for all of the parliamentarians for taking time out of their incredibly busy schedules where they've got huge amounts of demands on their time to engage with STEM professionals in Australia. I think that's really commendable.
So what are some of the ways STEM is going to improve the life of Australians in upcoming years?
Oh, well, that's a really interesting question. So as I said, I run a data science institute, so we work a lot on data science and artificial intelligence, which is a huge, chat point at the moment in the world. I see enormous benefits in taking away some of the lower level work that people do and augmenting their roles. One of the really obvious ones is in digital health. Mm. So there's huge changes and disruptions coming to the field of digital health from the use of artificial intelligence. And I think that's going to be to people's benefit rather than detriment. So the idea of having augmented medicine for clinicians, I think, is going to be huge. So that's one example.
We've spoken about it today as well, about artificial intelligence and health, and just the area of artificial intelligence and technology as well. It's improving and growing so rapidly that it's been very interesting to see it being implemented into fields such as healthcare, but other avenues as well.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because there's a perception in the public that there's just been this huge spike. But I was watching a video yesterday of the sort of 40-year history of Boston Dynamics, which is a robotics company in the US. And you can see that they've spent 40 years incrementally building up to the point where they've got, you know, robots that can run in the field and do things that a human could do. And because that initial research is invisible to the public, it looks like there's just a huge big spike and everything's gone bang. But in fact, all of this is built on incremental progress in science and technology. But it's interesting to see it get into the public conscious and then explode in sort of interest.
Yeah, it's definitely been interesting to see that uptake of just the average person and their understanding of artificial intelligence and all this technology that's, like you're saying, has been around for quite a number of years.
Yeah, so GPT chat has driven a huge explosion in interest, but it, as I said, it's an incremental build-up of what we've been working on for years and years and years.
We've been talking this morning all about being selected as one of the 26 STEM ambassadors for Australia's Parliament. Before we let you go, what do you hope to achieve during your two-year stint as an ambassador?
Look, if I can provide value to Melissa Price as a parliamentarian and that can translate into useful and data-driven policy decisions which benefit STEM across Australia, I will consider that a win. If I can provide greater value across the sector, I'll consider that a win. And if I personally learn new things, I'll consider that a win.
Sounds like a win-win situation all round.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on The Record this morning and telling us all about your upcoming role as an ambassador.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're most welcome. That was Professor Melanie Johnson-Hollett, Director of the Curtin Institute for Data Science. She is one of the 26 Australian researchers chosen as a STEM ambassador for federal politicians to help bridge the gap between science and politics.